Good evening and welcome to the first edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show for the 2016 and 17 season. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We also have our sideline reporter who's helping out with various things throughout the show this evening. Our sideline reporter this year, Ryan Elliott, just over to our left side here. And the last name Elliott may be familiar. A few years ago, we had a sideline reporter by the name of Matt Elliott who kind of blazed the trail for Ryan to come through here.
And brothers? Yep. So, yeah. There's got to be some sort of relation, especially when you look at them.
No doubt.
They look similar. So.
All right, Matt, it's hard to believe, but fall sports season's here, and it's here in a big way.
You know, when you're talking about, especially when you look at football to start with, we've got the shortest off season of all but one team. So, you know, when you've got teams that go as deep in the postseason as the Bearcats do, and not just with football, of course, with other sports as well, that means the off seasons are shorter and you're ready to go for another season as all the fall sports are right now.
Got a good show lined up for tonight. We'll be talking cross country with Scott Lorick and a couple runners off of his team as they get rolling Friday evening. We'll also talk women's golf. Andy Peterson is here, and also a member of his golf team will be with us. And we've got athletic director Mel Churchman. We'll be talking to Mel here in just a little bit about the entire fall sports season. And then we'll wrap things up. Had a chance to talk with Adam Doral, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, before he and his team took off for Emporia to get ready for tomorrow night's matchup with Emporia State. So we got lots going on here tonight.
Well, the show's just as busy as the fall schedule, I guess.
That it is. A reminder, too, that support for the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body. Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dining in or carry out. More information at 660-582-2699. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill on this Wednesday. Normally, we'll be broadcasting Thursday nights with the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show, but due to Bearcat football tomorrow as well as next Thursday night, we'll be coming your way the Wednesday nights here for the next couple weeks. Again, we've got a busy show on hand for tonight. We'll be back and talk with Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, the first show of the season, and joined now by Athletic Director Mel Churchman. Mel, boy, things get started very quickly around the Northwest campus during the fall, don't they?
Yeah, it really has. You know, football, I think, reported in about the 10th of August, and every team, you know, after that, volleyball and soccer came in a few days later, and now everybody's back. Classes have started. Everybody's in full swing. All of our fall sports are. Baseball, softball, and men and women's basketball have some time where they can
get started. They aren't started officially yet, but they will be here in the next week or two. And so we got a lot going on.
And you talk about a lot of things even outside of the practices. We've seen opportunities for some of the players and coaches to mingle with the community. You had the Booster Club picnic earlier this week. So they getting integrated just with everybody right away.
Well, they do. You know, that was a good event. You know, it turned out really nice because we were a little concerned because of the weather, and we moved it inside. And I think we probably fell into something. I think maybe from here on out they'll all be inside. It really turned out well, and we had a good turnout there. You know, our community, our boosters are so important to us. And you know, like I said, Sunday night, you know, part of their role and what they do so well is get to know our kids. And it's you know, that's nice for a student athlete to walk downtown and have somebody talk to them because they're away from home, and sometimes you feel a little lonely, and it's nice to have somebody that's looking out for you and got a smile for you and telling you how good you are. So those are good things.
And really, a lot of these athletes are around, really year-round. You see them training during the summertime, so a lot of people get a chance to know them away from classes and away from the sports during the summertime.
Well, that's right, and they see them in a different light. And you know, our kids have done such a great job of being involved in the community, too. We got three guys working tonight helping at Lettuce Dreams, helping clean up. I mean, it's something like that all the time, where they're involved in the community, and it gives a different identity to our student athletes. You see them on the football field, and you see their number, and you might see their face, but you might not. But when they come and you know, they work at some event or do something with you know, elementary kids or whatever, those types of things, then it really adds to their identity and recognition.
That's something that seems to be, I mean, it's normal now, but if you look, you know, 20 years ago, something like that, having student athletes hanging around for the summer, working out hard with Joe Quinlan, getting ready for their particular sport, being involved, it's neat to see that, but it's not something that's always happened.
Well, no, you know, I go back to the group that won the first national championship, that 98 team. They made a commitment, I think, in 96 that they were going to stay in the summer. And they just said, you know, if we're going to get better, you know, if we're going to win a lot of games, that's what we have to do. That's what, you know, they were looking at what the major colleges do. And they said, we can do that, too. And John Gustafson was our strength coach at that time, and he did a great job of having a program for them. And they really bought into it. And since then, it's become, you know, obviously a real tradition in football. But what I like is it's happened with a lot of our sports. There were a number of our volleyball players that stayed around this summer. They, you know, they had talked about what do they need to do to be better. And one of the things that they said is, you know, they looked at the example and they said, we need to stay here in the summer and work together. And men and women's basketball are around, and you know, so it's really good.
I think at one point it used to be the first week or two of any season practices. It used to be conditioning to get into shape for the season, but now you have to be in shape for that first practice so you can really start concentrating on other things.
Well, it is. It's changed the whole fall camp, you know, mentality, because it used to be, it really was, you're right, John, half of fall camp was conditioning and the other half was trying to recover from it. And it's hard to learn when you're tired, and that's what we had tired athletes. And now it's just so different, you know. And the last number of years we hardly did any conditioning in fall camp because they're in shape. They've done all that in the summer. You can spend more time teaching, and they're a lot more focused on learning instead of surviving, and it's just changed the way we coach.
Seems like, and I know it's not with every team, but it seems like with more teams than not this fall, experience seems to be a big key. There's a lot of players that people are going to recognize and know because we've seen them already.
Well, it really is, and that's a good thing, and you know, and that fits what we're doing, because we have, you know, all of our coaches are pretty much bought into the fact that we build our programs. They all build their programs through high school kids, and you know, a lot of at least on the men's side, a lot of them redshirt, and so they have that extra year, and you just see that year after year, you see the people that were maybe a backup last year, all of a sudden now they're a starter, but they're familiar faces. And so, yeah, we're going to see a lot of familiar faces this year in a lot of our sports.
I think because of that, too, you see attendance at some of the other fall sports go up because they know the athletes and get familiar with the athletes for the various events coming up.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the fall for some of our spring sports, the fall is really critical. You know, like tennis, like you mentioned, gives them an opportunity. Now, I know Coach Rosewell's got some new tennis players there. I talked to Alvaro the other day, and he was excited about, you know, some of the new players as well. And I said, well, you know, are they going to beat out some of the old players? And he said, I hope so. You know, I mean, that's the mentality that we have to have. We, you know, you want to get better. And, you know, you always want to have the best people on the field.
No, there's been a lot of focus on the student side of student-athlete, and it really seems like that's working out as we see all the academic All-Americans, academic All-MIAA, that sort of thing, and that part of it seems to be building as well.
Well, it really is. I think it's a mentality. It's a norm that our kids have bought into, that's expected. Our coaches do a great job of having those expectations, that there's no excuse. You just, you're expected to go to class. You're expected to do the very best that you can academically, and the coaches do a great job with that. I'm amazed every year, especially in the spring, with how much time away from school, you know, between baseball, softball, tennis, track and field, those sports, how much time they're away, and yet they're some of the highest achievers academically, and that's a credit to their coaches. The coaches do a great job, and like I said, that's the expectation. So that's all fit in. You know, Laurie Hopkins has done such a great job with our compliance and eligibility, and she made the comment this year. She said, this is the easiest year we've ever had with eligibility. She said it, and again, that goes back to the coaches. They've done a great job of making sure that all the kids have everything that they need. They have it in, and so that just makes all that go that much faster and more efficient.
Well, the Bearcat football team opens up on the road this year, tomorrow in Emporia against Emporia State, but then next week you've got the home opener coming up.
Well, we do. I'm excited about tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great opportunity. Kent Weiser, the athletic director there, and I have talked on numerous occasions in the last couple of weeks, and they're excited about it. They've got a new field that they put in this spring. They redid their track. I understand it's a gold track, so you guys might want to wear sunglasses tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a little bright, but they're expecting a huge crowd. And, you know, Kent said it's not fair. He said this will be the third time they've played Northwest in their last six games, because they played us second to last regular season game, played us in the playoffs, and in the first opener. So he was trying to get a little relief from that. But I think they're going to be, Garen has done such a good job over there and brought that program around. And I think they're going to be ready for us. I think it's going to be a real challenge. And I, you know, being around our kids especially the last few days, they're focused. They're really ready to go. I thought we had a great scrimmage the other night from a standpoint that they didn't look like a team that only practiced 2 weeks. And it should be a great football game and a great atmosphere. The weather's supposed to be good, so what more can we ask for?
And while almost everybody starts on the road, you've got a home event this weekend tomorrow.
We do. Not tomorrow, on Friday.
Friday.
Yep. Today is Wednesday, I know.
I've been doing that all day, too.
We're supposed to do this show on Thursday.
I know. That's right.
Yeah, cross country will be at home on Friday, and that's exciting. Coach Lorick's done really worked at making that a neat cross-country course. They've got a nice course now, and he's making improvements on it. The high school ran their meet. They had an invitational meet out there yesterday. We have a few more high school meets that are going to be there during the year, and this is our only home meet, but our guys are excited about that. You talk about experience. Our men's team, all but one, are back, and I think we have a chance to be really good there. And the women, most of the women's team was back. They were real young last year, so a chance to get them going, and, then it just goes from there.
All right. Well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
And that's the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to women's golf as Andy Peterson is here, and we'll talk with AP right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KORNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk a little bit about the sport that I wished I could have played in college, and that's golf. As Andy Peterson joins us, the head women's golf coach. And, Andy, just talk a little bit about the makeup of the team going into this fall season.
Sure. We are a familiar group now. We got six returners, and that's our roster. We had eight on the roster coming into this year, and I had two girls that transferred out because we don't have the major that they're interested in. They came here the freshman year and did their all their gen ed classes that they normally do, and they just felt like the direction they were going, we don't have those majors, so they transferred out. Well, they made that decision at the end of the year, and it's to get a high school women to sign, it's just way too late. So we're just taking the six that we got, and then we're going. So we got two seniors, two juniors, and two sophomores. A lot of experience coming back with those six girls. So I feel good about where we're at. But more importantly, I feel good about our team chemistry for the first time since I've been the head coach, and where our mental state is at going into the fall season and competing.
You had good competition amongst those six even last year, so I would guess that's got to help carrying over.
Oh, right. I'm through our top nine last year. I mean, it was less than two strokes from our ninth girl to our fourth girl. It was just incredible, incredible parity through those five or six spots. The top three kind of distanced themselves, but you want that competition from the bottom up. So it was great last year, and it'll be good this year too. They're just not as deep, obviously. We got to take care of ourselves, obviously, injuries and sicknesses and stuff like that. We can't really don't have much room for error there. So taking care of ourselves will be big. But after that, it's just comfortable. Be comfortable and go play. They don't have to worry about getting in those extra rounds and qualifying and if they're traveling or not traveling. I mean, it's one of those pack your bags, you're going to be gone the next 4 weeks and competing. So, there's both sides of it. As a coach, it's my job to spin it positively either way. And so that's what I've done so far with them is just, hey, you're going, you're competing, you're traveling, you're wearing the Bearcat polo every week. Let's get after it. Let's, take it and run. And, we haven't been able to start yet, actually, even. Our first official days tomorrow, fourth day of classes, so we'll have our first practice tomorrow. But we've had two meetings. We did our compliance meeting, had a meeting. We had a meeting today, this afternoon, and just talked to them about expectations and what we want to try to do. And
I think the girls are excited. They're ready to get after it. So it, but it's right around the corner. So here we go.
We've talked about how you've got had two great courses in town to work with that are very different that you can practice a lot of stuff on. Now you've got a third
you bet.
Course with the Watson 9 opening this summer. How big is that going to be?
It's going to be huge because, I mean, that's where for anybody that plays golf very much at all, you know that you score within 20, 30 yards of the green, 20, 30 yards of the pin, you know, so that course is going to be phenomenal for us in practice and getting those reps in and quickly getting those reps in. You know, it's now you walk the whole thing, but our girls walk everything into it. That doesn't matter. But to be able to walk nine holes and pretty much nothing but iron shots. I mean, there's three of the holes out there. They'll, you know, you can pull a driver, you know, a wood or something. But other than that, it's all iron shots. It's all approach shots. It's feels around the green. It's, you know, chipping and putting. It's, you know, all that stuff that just is, it's so hard to practice out on the course because of, you know, just, you know, you had other players, you know, golf etiquette and stuff like that. You can't just run out to hole number six and get a, you know, 40-minute practice session in out there and not be interrupted or feel like you're interrupting somebody else's round or something like that. So to have a course like that where you can go out and run, you know, and just run on a track real quick and get those reps, those high-quality reps from 50 yards and in, you know, it's going to be priceless for the girls once we can get going and get out there.
And they've got to be ready. You're not easing into the season. You're starting with a pretty important tournament.
Right, yeah. And it's and I, you know, I told the girls today, last year we put ourselves in such a good spot in the fall. We were, you know, 12th in the region in the rankings, going which they take top 12 to the region in the spring. So after the end of last fall, we were 12th in the region. We're sitting right there, right where we wanted to be, controlled our own destiny, and we just didn't have a very good spring for whatever reason. But that started with this tournament last year. I think we got, I think we finished in 9th or 10th, somewhere in there. And that's the tournament. That's the regional tournament. The coach from southwestern Oklahoma hosts this tournament in Olathe, kind of a central spot for all the teams in the region, the Northern Sun and the GAC and ourselves, MIAA. And he gets on golfstat.com and he invites the top 18 teams in the region, and that's it. There's no individuals. There's nobody else out there. It's your five against our five, and it is a immediate measuring stick for where you're at in the region with whoever you think, you know, your roster is going to be in the spring, which is, you know, 8 months away from now. But, yeah, it's a fantastic tournament. It's a good track. Prairie Highlands does a great job hosting it. And, yeah, we'll know a week from today. We'll know what's going on, where we're at, what we need to work on.
All right, Andy. Well, good luck this fall.
Appreciate it.
That is Andy Peterson, head women's golf coach at Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll hear from one of his golfers about expectations on the seasons. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Still talking golf as Matty Props has joined us from Lawson, a member of the Northwest golf team. And Matty, talking with you before we went on the air, I mentioned that you stuck around Maryville during the offseason, much like a lot of other athletes in all the various sports this summer.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's been great. It went by really fast, but had a great summer. Did Joe Quinlan's speed and agility camp and lifted with all the other athletes. Golfed a lot. Excited for the season to start.
A lot of people don't think of golf as a sport where you need to do that type of work, but it really does pay off, doesn't it?
No, it does. Golf is all about explosiveness and power. And throughout the offseason, I've gained yardage, and so I'm excited to take what I've gained in the offseason towards my season in the fall. So, yeah.
Andy, talked a little bit about the addition of the Watson 9 out at Mazingo and what that does for the team. Just kind of talk about your impressions of having a chance to golf the Watson 9.
It's great. I love it. I worked this summer, and I got off at 7, and so I had just about like an hour and a half of daylight left before. And you can go out and play a quick 9, and there's a lot of shorter shots in there since it is a par 3 course. But there are some par 4s and par 5s, but just to work on their, you know, shorter game, it's great for it, yeah.
How much fun, or how much have you been looking forward to this fall season here?
I'm very excited, yeah. I think, you know, having all the girls back now and just talking, we're very excited to get out and play some competitive golf as opposed to just some leisurely golf that we play in the summer usually. So, yeah, I think we're all excited to get back into competition and, you know, kind of see where we're at.
Yeah, it makes a difference, doesn't it, getting geared up with the competition?
It does. It's you have a different mindset going into, you know, just playing for fun as opposed to playing in competition. So we're ready. We're excited.
How much does it help, too, just that you know all the girls coming back this year?
I think it's a great thing. It's always a little challenging, you know, having, you know, brand new people and, you know, having a fall and a spring season. It's a little challenging because you're off to the races right away. But I think having a smaller team this year and, you know, knowing all the girls, I think it's going to be a good thing for us. Yeah.
And again, you get things rolling right off the bat next week down in Olathe. And what are you looking for out of this first tournament coming up?
I'm just going to do my best that I can and just not put too much pressure on myself and just keep in mind that it's the first one back. And just really excited just to get back into competition, you know, get back in the swing of things. We have like a 4-week stretch where we play every week. So I'm just excited just to get back into competition and see what I can do.
And let's talk a little bit, too, about trying to balance the academic part of this with the golf part, too, because a lot of the meets you go on, you miss a lot of class time.
We miss Mondays and Tuesdays usually, and so we're in class for about 3 days. It is a little challenging, but I have great professors that work with you and, you know, just stay on top of all your schoolwork. But, yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, Maddie, it's been a pleasure having you with us tonight, and hopefully we'll have you on here before too long and talk about some winning tournaments here.
I love talking with you guys.
All right. Maddie Propps with us from the Northwest Missouri State Women's Golf Team. And when we come back, we'll talk cross country as the cross country teams have a big meet coming up this Friday night. And we'll be back and talk with Scott Lorica, the Northwest cross country team. That's coming up as the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville and Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue talking Northwest Missouri State sports. And as you heard us talk earlier, just one of the fall teams starting at home, and it's the cross-country teams. I should say two, men's and women's teams. And cross-country coach Scott Lorick joining us. And, Coach, talk about that opportunity. I know in years past, you know, that really wasn't an option. There was a lot of road activity. You didn't get to start at home or anything like that. But getting that opportunity, what does that mean to trying to get the season off on a good start?
Oh, it's really important to us, and we're so fortunate to have a good home course that we can use. And, you know, it's good not only to have a home meet, but we always like opening the meet at home because it's really good introduction for the freshmen, you know, not to go on the road. And we get to control more of our factors, you know, to get them started. So yeah, all around it's just a good start for us. And our course is quite challenging. So that's another reason why it's a good reason to open with that one rather than, you know, trying to put it somewhere in the middle of the season.
I know you were talking, too, earlier this week about it being kind of a community course. And I was out there the other day and I thought, you know, greatest thing about it is no traffic, you know. Yeah, a lot of times in Maryville you see people running on the streets and things like that, and it's not only a good course, a challenging course, but a safe course.
Well, you know, we got into this for, you know, trying to develop something for our program to have a home course, but also it's a training area that we can use, and our track team can use it, you know, get off the track and get on a grassy area for hills and things like that. And we've also always wanted it to be a community thing as well. I mean, we've got a lot of people that go out there and will just walk or run. Or President Jasinski's out there almost every day, running with his dog Ruby. And you know, so that's kind of the thing. And Maryville High School is using it now. So you know, my vision for it personally has always been to be a community recreation fitness area, not just something for our team.
And when you look at the course, obviously over the last week we've had a lot of rain. If we sit from here until Friday without any rain, should it be in pretty good shape by Friday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even, you know, the thing about cross country, even if it isn't, I mean, we're still running.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but we have some real good help from, you know, the university and all that help us work with it. And you know, I've put a lot of work in there, you know, myself, and we're able to roll the course. I was out there earlier today just trying to roll it with a heavy roller to take care of some of the rough spots from the high school meet, you know, yesterday, and filling in some of the flooded areas with wood chips and, you know, all sorts of things like that that you can do. But, you know, the bottom line is that it is cross country and it's not going to be a track meet. So if we got to run through mud or you got to, you know, jump over snakes or something, that's, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's what it's all about, right?
That's it.
When you look at your teams this year on the men's side, boy, you can't get much more experienced than where you guys are starting this year.
Absolutely. You know, it's definitely a veteran team, but, you know, there are guys that have had some good success, too. And I think, you know, when I told them that, you know, our summer letter, that, you know, what they did at the conference championships last year as a men's distance program, which was they're definitely the best distance group at the conference in outdoor track. You know, I just really want them to build on that and carry that confidence into this cross-country season. And that's been a while to come. And we saw it kind of, you know, peak, you know, last year outdoors. And I just really hope that they can, you know, carry that through this cross-country season just, you know, without the stress, but just sort of, you know, be the dominant team. And, you know, or something like that, I kind of look to our football program. You know, I mean, they come in, you know, they're the target every year, but they handle it. You know, and that's something that our guys have had to learn. And I think we're at that point where, you know, yeah, they're a good team, but, you know, they're going to handle it.
And on the women's side, obviously not as experienced with what you've got coming back on the men's side, but it seems like there is some there, and you've seen some of the younger athletes from last year make some improvements going into this year.
I think, you know, our women's team is going to make a significant jump this year. I do think, you know, and I've told them this, we're going to be more of a late season team. I don't think we're going to start the season, you know, on fire. But I think we're just going to get better and better as we go. And there's been the group of women on our program now have really done a great job over the summer and, you know, tremendous attitudes. And I think they're going to become you know, by the time we get to the second half of the season, very, very competitive at our upper conference level.
All right, Coach, we'll have fun Friday, and good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
That is cross-country coach Scott Lorick. And, again, you can go out and enjoy that meet on Friday. The entrance or the gate to the course that we're talking about is right by that cell tower out by Donaldson Westside Park. So head on out there and take in the races. They'll start at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. We'll be back with more here at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show right after this here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late-model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And joined now by a couple of members of the cross-country team at Northwest Missouri State, Braden Clues-Proctor, along with Sammy Lorenzo. And guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the program here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
And first of all, Braden, you come a ways here to run cross-country at Northwest, coming all the way from Australia. And talk a little bit about what drew you from Australia to here.
Well, I didn't really think about running collegiately until my senior year, when my cousin actually decided to commit here for the tennis team. And after that, it was just contacting Coach Lorick and seeing if I was able to run here. And he was kind enough to give me a scholarship. And so now I've ended up here. But both my parents ran in the States too. So it was always kind of a dream of mine. But never thought.
Oops. A little problem behind us there.
Wasn't me, I swear.
All right, everybody kind of lived up to what you expected coming to the United States.
Oh, right? Yeah, it's definitely been a great experience, you know, not just the sporting-wise, but academics as well. The school itself is amazing. I really do like Northwest Missouri State, and that's why I've been fortunate to stay here for years.
Now, Sammy Lorenzo with us here, and Sammy, you didn't have to come quite so far to run cross-country here, coming from the Kansas City area. And just what brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
Originally, I was an education major, so seeing that Horace Mann's on campus, I really was drawn to that. And then I decided not to be an education major, but I still really love the atmosphere of Maryville and of Northwest as a whole.
All right. And both of you got the first meet of the season coming up. What are some of the things that you've been doing in the offseason to get ready for this?
I think a big thing is just really adding on mileage and making sure that our bodies are going to be well prepared for the season. It's a long one, and you know, running as many miles as we can, building up to it, has been a big thing.
And again, Sammy, for you, what are some of the things you've been doing here to get ready?
Like Braden said, during the summer months, we really start with building a base and like doing lots of miles, and then once the season starts, we kind of transfer over, and we kind of take the season in phases, and we start like doing more speed stuff towards the later part of the season.
How much of a difference does it make now that you have your own course? Scott talked a little bit about having a nice course there or just on campus. What's that mean to your program?
I think that does a lot for our program. It makes us look better and more competitive as a team as a whole. And I don't know, it kind of makes it more personal, seeing how we can have other people come out to our course and kind of support us.
And let's just talk about overall this season. You got some big meets coming up and a little bit of traveling to go as well, but just talk about looking forward to some of the meets you got coming down the line here.
Yeah, well, I mean, after this one, we've got Woody Greeno down in Nebraska, and then followed by some big trips going down to Arkansas, and then up in Lewis, near Chicago, and they're going to be two big trips, but really looking forward to those ones, for sure.
Sammy talked a little bit about her academics from your standpoint. Talk about academics and what you're studying right now.
So I'm a marketing major with a sports management minor, and that's going really well for me. I love the business school. I basically live in Colton Hall, and but yeah, I'm really enjoying it, though.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck to you on Friday night.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Braden Clues-Proctor along with Sammy Lorenzen from the cross-country teams at Northwest Missouri State University. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to football, as I had a chance to sit down and talk with the football coach, head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Adam Durrell, before he took off with the team to Emporia, getting ready for tomorrow night's matchup with Emporia State. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131, or in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk football with head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Durrell. And Adam, it really doesn't seem like it was that long ago. We were talking to you in Kansas City immediately following the national championship game, and a big win for the national championship.
Yeah, time goes fast. It's certainly exciting again to be talking about football, and you know, like I've said, we're at that point as a program where practicing another week would do us no good. And so we've got to get out there, play a game, and have a measuring stick to see where we're at as a football program. And you know, I'm certainly proud of our team and especially our seniors. I feel like they've done a good job leading by example, and I feel like for the most part, John, I don't feel like we've had wasted practices. You know, the focus has been good at practice. The intensity has been good at practice. We've tried to put our kids in as many situations stressfully as we can, hoping it'll really help us this Thursday.
A lot of times, and I think this year the same, that it really success early in the season goes back to even January, February, the type of workouts that they do on their own, and then spring practice, and of course the fall camp as well. And even in the summertime, you had a large amount of players that stayed in Maryville and did a lot of the workouts. So really, this is a group that's been together quite a while.
Yeah, it is. We started, you know, around the 14th of January when we got back and immediately got going. And you know, I've been meeting with the seniors since January a couple times a month, and then as we've gotten closer to practice a couple times a week. And so much of the game of football is mental, and I think that's hard for people to understand. So what I feel good about going into Thursday's game, I feel like our kids mentally are in good shape. They believe in each other. They believe in what we're doing. There's an accountability. There's a trust system in our football program that, where, you know, I don't want to talk about last year, but I feel like we've picked up where we left off last year, and it's certainly great to see.
And one of the things that you've tried to instill in this team and have done so very successfully through the years, too, is the family aspect of things. And when you watch this team practice, granted there's a lot of competition out there and every player's wanting to step up and get their playing time, but you sense that this team really likes being together.
Yeah, I do. And you know, here's the thing. If you just focus on winning and losing, man, that's so shallow, and it wears off quickly, even if you're winning. It just – there's no substance to it. And so when you can get your kids to believe in, I think, a higher calling for each other, and they truly, you truly foster that in your program, myself, our coaching staff, our strength staff, our medical staff, I think what it really does is it allows you to get more work done, because the kids come to the facility each day with a greater purpose in mind other than winning and losing. And it's powerful if you can get it into your program. It's not easy. It's not easy, but if you can get it in there and keep it in there and you get your kids to believe in it and buy into it, man, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Now, one of the things you've talked about, too, going into fall camp was you wanted to really work on depth at some very key positions as well. Were you able to get that accomplished?
Yeah, I think so, John. And I know we just, you know, you and I had discussed previously, I don't know what it is, but in about the last 72 hours, we've just had a couple kids that it's just like the light came on, and you know, I guess better late than never, because we've been eagerly trying to get them there. And we feel like there's a handful of backups that might have to play a bunch Thursday night that just kind of, for whatever reason, it just kind of like a light popped. And so we're proud of those kids because they didn't get discouraged. I'm proud of our coaching staff because they didn't get discouraged in them, and you know, we've got them there. And again, better late than never. So O and D lines, I feel like we've really cleaned our depth up there. At receiving core, we have too. At tight end, really proud of a couple of our young tight ends and the way they've got themselves going. Back end, we've got some young guys. But what I also like about our team right now, John, we've got a lot of moving parts where guys are, because of their work, not just physically but mentally and the way they understand our system, we can plug and play at a lot of different spots, and that just makes you a lot more versatile as a football team.
One thing, too, when you talk about depth, a lot of people think maybe late in the season where you might get a few injuries and things where that's important. But really, when you look at the opening couple games of the year when the weather could be so hot or humid, even though you've got a couple night games coming up, you're going to be in a situation where you may need a guy just to keep them fresh.
Absolutely. And we really try to install in our team at a young age, you know, maximum effort on every play, because we're talented at Northwest Missouri State, but one of the things I don't think, you know, we get enough credit for is we play hard. And I tell our players and our coaching staff all the time, you know, I don't care what another coach thinks about our schemes. I could care less. But the greatest compliment that I can get from a coach or another athletic director is, even an official, is, man, your guys play hard. And so we really try to install that mindset of maximum effort on every play. And if you need to check out, check out. So, you know, you're going to see that Thursday night. I really believe that.
I think that's crucial, too. A lot of times you think a player might think, well, if I check out, they might think I'm not tough or something. But that's not the case with this team.
No, we're totally opposite. When we watch that game the next day, there's a real nasty word in our locker room. It's called a loaf. And, man, if your name's associated with a loaf, you get a loaf. After video study, it's not a good deal. And so, again, our kids believe, if I'm not going to be in there not playing great, not playing hard, you know, if I'm a receiver backside, I'm going to sprint. Even though the balls sweep the other way, I'm going to sprint because I might get a touchdown block. And I really feel like our kids believe in that. So we'd rather have kids coming in and out, even if it's young guys, than watching a kid loaf on film. We just – and our kids believe in that too.
Going into this season, obviously one of the questions a lot of people have in the program is that the quarterback spot, a new starting quarterback, but you're going with a guy who's got quite a bit of playing time in the past, so it's not like you're putting someone out there brand new to the program.
No, it's, you know, we're, first off, John, we really believe in Kyle Zimmerman, and that starts because he's always believed in us. I think, you know, I've said throughout preseason that I'm very proud of him. He's never wavered in his commitment to Northwest Missouri State. You know, I think that's a testament to his mom and dad and the way he was raised. He's always been loyal. And we, not just myself, not just our offensive coaches, our defensive players, we're all really rooting for Kyle Zimmerman because he's been really loyal to us. So we're excited about him. He does have experience under his belt in meaningful games. You know, he played up at Duluth 2 years ago in the playoffs and played well, had some big runs. And he's worked himself to be the starter here. And you know, I think if he will relax, focus on his 111th, rely on the other pieces around him because he's got good pieces around him, and don't try to press. I think that's really important for any quarterback at any level opening night. You just can't press. And if I think if he can do that, I think he can have a good game.
Another thing that you talked about going into the fall camp, you wanted to see some improvement as far as the running game goes, and it looks like you've got been able to accomplish that as well.
Yeah, I think we have, John. I'm proud of our offensive line. I feel like they've made a commitment to be physically and mentally tougher. T.J. Sheber and his leadership at the tight end spot right now. I mean, we've got a handful of tight ends between T.J. Clayton Wilson is a special athlete. Marcus Andrews is a young man we redshirted last year from Blue Springs. He's had a great camp. And then, you know, I'm really proud of Austin Eskew and what he's doing. And his confidence level is just soaring. So we've got a handful of tight ends. And then, you know, Phil Jackson right now and Cameron Wilcox and Jordan Grove. I mean, those guys are hitting it. And what's so special about that, that's a three-headed dragon right there. It's those guys believe in each other. And, you know, their philosophy, and it just fits into our team mantra. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to give maximum effort. I'm going to run the ball as hard as I can, and I'm going to check out. And it's awesome to see.
Well, you look at those three guys, too. They all offer something just a little bit different out there that the defense has to prepare for.
They really do. You know, I look at Cameron, and I look at Phil, it's kind of like thunder and lightning, you know, and they're a good 1-2 punch. And then you got Grove who can come in that can, you know, that kid's skill set is amazing because he can run it, he can catch it. He's a phenomenal blocker on the perimeter. His football IQ is extremely high. And so it's fun. They're like having those chess pieces, and it's fun as coaches, we get a set up there and let's say, okay, well, what can we do with these guys? And it's been a lot of fun.
Now let's look on the defensive side. You'll have a few players you need to plug in where you lost some pretty good guys defensively a year ago. But again, it's a case where the guys stepping in have had some experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look at Weidel and Bevins, obviously, on the defensive line. You know, they're back and they're playing well. Bobby Grunlow played a significant amount of time. Bobby's back. And then I've just been really proud of Caleb Mather. And Caleb Mather has really tried to pick up where Yost left off. And he's trying to do that by being physical, being hard-nosed. Just really proud of him. Obviously, you got Bishop back and Volstead back at linebacker. Nick Hess is a young man that was a walk-on here, used to be at from North Liberty. Just a very tough, tough individual that's going to play a lot. And then obviously you go into the back end, you've got Eddie back, Jack Young back, Kevin Berg back, and Marcus Jones back. And that's just a good core back end. I mean, it's a great back end. And so what I've been proud of those guys, we've really challenged them is get your backup up to speed and get them better than what they are right now. And I feel like those four guys have really done that.
Talk about Kevin Berg. I know that's somebody that you not only do you like what he does physically, but he brings an awful lot from a mental side out on the field.
They do. I think our defense, John, is certainly talented, but you get those guys together, and I was trying to explain this the other day to a friend of mine. It's like they're a pack of wolves, the way they hunt together and the way they feed off each other and their energy. But, I mean, it's just, you know, you got Bevins, obviously, he's the heart and soul. But, you know, when Colin starts ramping up, man, they all ramp up, and Jack and Ed and Kevin in the back end, and they get those guys going. And then you got, you know, Volstead, who's just that silent type of assassin who doesn't say a lot. But, oh, you know, by the way, he just had 25 tackles. And you know what I mean? Wow. And he really leads by example and accountability at his position. And so, you know, if he doesn't feel like a linebacker's doing things the way they should, you know, it doesn't get past him. It's Jacob takes care of it. So it's a real good group because you've got some that lead by, you know, they're vocal and they're emotional, and then you got others that are just kind of there. And And it's just, they really blend and mesh together. It's cool to watch.
One thing, when you talk about the intensity of the defense, one thing, talking with Charlie on the offensive side of the ball, he says having a chance to go up against one of the best defenses in the nation is just a huge plus for their offense preparing for this.
Absolutely. You know, I think it starts in, on the back end as far as the way our guys cover and the way they cover with their hands and they play tight bump and run and they're physical. So it really helps our receivers. Obviously, from an offensive line standpoint, the thing I try to get across every day is, you know, if the tackle, if you can on this play block Colin or Cass, you're going to be able to do well on Saturday. And I really try to get that into them. Don't get discouraged if you're getting beat by Bevins. I mean, kid's a great player. I think he's going to play in the NFL. Don't take it as a deterrent. Look at it as a positive. If you did block him on this play, okay, man, awesome. Now, if you didn't block him, well, you know, understand he's got a little bit better skill set than probably most people we're going to play against. So embrace that challenge each day. And it's a challenge going against those guys. It really is.
One other aspect you worked hard on during training camp was special teams.
It is. We've really challenged, you know, Matt Foreman, quite honestly and quite frankly, and he knows that. We brought some different punters in here to add competition to practice. I'm very proud of Matt because right now he has responded. He's kicking at about 9 yards more average right now than he was last year. His hang time is better. And so he can do it, you know, and he can do it. And I will have a conversation with him before we walk out on the field that he can do it. Now it's between the ears. You got to tell yourself you can do it. But I believe in Matt, and I think he can get it done. Certainly Randy Schmidt's back there, and Randy, again, is one of those guys that's really pushed Matt. Randy's been injured, but now he's back, so feel good about that. Simon and Ben and our kick coverage team, again, you know, we chart everything. Their kickoffs are farther than they ever have been. Placement's better than it ever been, and hang time is better than it's ever been. And so we feel like we've got a weapon in the kickoff team where, you know, we don't have to kick it out of bounds and give them the ball in the 25. You know, we may just sky kick it and put it on the 5 and know our guys are going to go down and hunt and try to pin them inside the 15, you know. And so I just feel good about our special teams right now because our kids have shown us in practice that they're really bought in.
You've got a pretty good return game as well.
Well, you do. You got Sean back, and God bless you, Corey Foster. I'm so proud of that young man and the way that he goes about his business. Shakori has had a phenomenal fall camp, what he's doing at the slot. He's a versatile young man. And so you've got, to me, you've got two really good dynamic guys back there. You've got, they're both punt returners too. And so, you know, we've got some stuff cooking to potentially help our return game. And our kickoff return game has really been a point of emphasis for us. We feel like we, you know, Coach Osborne's in charge of that team. He feels like we can be a lot better than we were last year, and we've really tried to work hard on it.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, as the Bearcats get set to take on Emporia State tomorrow evening in Emporia, Kansas. We'll be back and wrap things up from this edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Join us Tuesday morning at 9:06 for Spotlight on Industry. We'll talk with Steve Guthrie from People Service to learn how the city of Maryville converts water from the Mazingo Reservoir into water that's safe to drink. We'll also visit with Maryville's Director of Public Works, C.E. Goodall, to find out what happens to that water once we're finished with it. We'll tour the city's water treatment facility and the new wastewater facility to find out where it comes from and where it goes. That's Spotlight on Industry, Tuesday morning at 9:06 on 90.5 and 88.9.
With Brexit on the horizon, many American companies with offices in the UK are trying to decide whether to move to other parts of Europe. That won't be easy.
There are 2 million people working in financial services in the UK. There is no capacity in a number of other European locations simply to replicate what we have.
Also, analysis of Donald Trump's immigration speech after his visit to Mexico tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning from 4 until 9 on 90.5 and 88.9.
Weeds, weeds, weeds! If only our tomatoes grew this well. I'm Mike McGrath, and on the next You Bet Your Garden, we'll discuss which weeds to whack and which ones to just warn to whiff. Plus your fabulous phone calls.
You can hear You Bet Your Garden Fridays at noon on 90.5 and 88.9.
Back at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap up the first edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, tomorrow night there ought to be a heck of a game, Northwest against Emporia State, two nationally ranked teams, but a team that Northwest had a lot of success with through the year.
Yeah, absolutely. 22 straight wins, including a couple last year. And, you know, I hate to wish my life away, but I wish it was 7 o'clock tomorrow night right now. You know, it's gonna be a blast, but I think we're going to have a lot of that this season.
Oh, I think so. Again, 7 o'clock is kickoff time from Wells Stadium in Emporia. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day leading up to that kickoff. And from here on, a lot of exciting football on the way.
Absolutely, yep. We're going to expect another good season. It sounds like it's off to a good start so far.
All right, and don't forget Friday night, the Northwest Missouri State cross-country teams got their season in action with their only home meet of the year. Good opportunity to go cheer on the cross-country team.
Yep, 6 o'clock start for the women's race, 6:40 start for the men, and again, out by the cell tower there at Donaldson Westside Park, you'll be able to find the entrance to be able to get in and watch those.
All right, sounds good. A lot going on in the next couple of days. Don't forget, along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, we've got Bearcat football tomorrow night. 6 o'clock airtime with our Bearcat Game Day pregame show, and 7 o'clock is kickoff time. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.